Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get right into this. Ethan Crumbly has pleaded guilty to murdering four students at a Michigan school. I heard he issued a statement. He's pleading guilty. Why would he do this?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm surprised. He dropped all his defenses of insanity or whatever he was going to argue, and he pled guilty. And I think the purpose is to basically throw himself at the mercy of the court. He was 16 when the crimes were committed, and the judge does have some discretion in giving him a sentence of less than life. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think that was probably the best strategy, to just say, I'm guilty of these things. I'm going to just basically let the judge do what he wants to do.
Now, weren't his parents charged in this? What happens there?
Yeah, his parents are charged and they're still being held. And what was interesting in his plea the statement, the prosecutor asked him questions. Did your parents buy you a gun? Was it kept locked? No was the answer. And I think what the prosecution is going to do is to use the testimony from this kid to convict the parents of some sort of negligence or violation of gun laws. So I guess the parents are not talking to the child. There's a no contact order between them. And I think that's probably a strategy of the prosecution.
All right. Jury selection begins in the Trump Organization tax evasion trial. What's going on with that?
Yeah, they actually picked seven jurors, but they had a real hard time. The vast majority of people did not want to serve on the jury, saying that they held very strong feelings against Trump. In that area, 97% voted for Biden, so it's a highly, highly Democratic area. And again, this is a civil case. It's not against Trump himself. It's against the Organization for Tax Fraud, and it's a paper trial. So when I say that, that means that there are documents that are going to be shown to the jury that the prosecution is going to argue amount to tax fraud, and basically there are fines that could happen. Also, Trump Organization can be banned from doing business in New York for a period of time if the plaintiff wins.
Any Trumpster family members going to be testifying?
Yeah, we don't know the answer to that. My guess is that the answer would be no, and it's probably going to be accountants and financial people. I think that Donald Trump himself has taken the fifth, meaning that he doesn't want to testify because he might incriminate himself. And again, this is a civil trial. No one's going to jail, but that doesn't mean that this could not morph into a criminal trial if the attorney general saw fit to do that.
In other Donald Trump news, he has now been subpoenaed. He's summoned to testify to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot panel. Is that going to happen?
I doubt it. Again, he could take the fifth. My guess is that he's going to disobey the subpoena, and he's going to assert all kinds of defenses, including executive privilege. And he could take it to court and just run the clock on it, Wendy, because once this committee is disbanded, which is the end of the year, the subpoena has no power anymore. So he's probably just going to take this and tie it up in court, and it's probably never going to happen. I'm kind of surprised they didn't subpoena him right from the beginning. If he was the focus of this whole committee investigation, you'd think they would have sent that subpoena out right at the beginning to try to talk to him, if they really are trying to talk to him, if not just making a show of it.
I have probably the dumbest question that anyone's ever going to ask you, Karen, and I might be proud of it. Why do they allow people to plead the fifth? You should have to explain what's happening.
Well, you know, it's a fundamental right we have that, you know, and other cultures will make people testify and say things that will put them in jail. So that's one of our fundamental rights not to do that. And if there are cases where anything you could say might be used against you in a criminal case, a potential criminal case, you don't have to testify. Now, could there be could the jurors look at that and draw conclusions from it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone takes the fifth, you think, well, they're guilty of something.
But that's not necessarily always the case, right? Because you're correct. We all think not talking means they did it.
You know, anyone, I'm telling you, prosecution that people who are prosecutors put their kids through college based upon cross-examination and putting people in jail, right? This is what they do for a living. So I don't care how innocent you are, a good prosecutor can twist your words and get you to state things that might incriminate you down the line. So it is a very important right, and it might sound, it's not a dumb question. It's an absolutely good question, and you don't know that until you face the issue of standing up in court and saying something that might be used, you know, to put you in jail.
I am the type of person that offers way too much information. So if I ever get in trouble someday, I should plead the fifth, because I just give information. And sometimes you just should answer yes or no. Is that right?
That's why you're on the radio, Wendy.
I guess. Yeah. And not on trial, which is good. Before we let you go real quickly, the Supreme Court is not going to block the student loan debt relief program that Joe Biden has put out there, at least for now. What do we need to know about that?
But there is a case that the courts are considering. The six states brought a challenge, and that the whole thing has been stayed. The whole loan program has been stayed pending ruling on this. I don't know how this is going to come out. My guess is that it's going to be approved, because there is a law called the HEROES Law. If anyone wants to look at it, George Bush passed it, and it said that the president and the executive branch has authority to stay student loans and to give relief during certain disasters or public interferences with that type of thing. So I think all the court cases are going to go away, and we're going to have the loan forgiveness program. That's my guess.
Well, we hope so if you need it. Karen Conti, you are the best, owner of Conti Law. Appreciate talking to you.
Have a good one, Wendy.